Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has said he will give sworn testimony about conversations with fired Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey. He added that Comey's testimony Thursday before the Senate Intelligence Committee cleared up once and for all Mr. Trump did not try to obstruct justice in a private meeting with Comey by asking Comey to no longer investigate fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
No collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker, but we want to get back to running our great country. Jobs, trade deficits, we want them to disappear fast. North Korea, big problem. Middle East, a big problem. So that's what I am focused on. That's what I have been focused on.
Comey testified before the Senate that he believed President Trump was trying to get him to drop the Flynn investigation. Comey also said White House officials spread lies to cover up the reason behind Mr. Trump firing him. The armed pro-regime drone shot down by U.S. aircraft Thursday after it fired upon U.S.-led coalition members who were on patrol in southern Syria was Iranian-made. Thursday's strike marked the first time the U.S. military had shot down an enemy aircraft in air-to-air combat since February of 2009. Somali officials vowing to take revenge on Al-Shabaab, which launched the single deadliest attack on a Somali military camp in Galgala, the highlands in Puntland region, killing 48. Puntland now fighting two fronts against militias and Galgala forces facing about 500 Al-Shabaab fighters. In the eastern highlands, about 300 pro-Islamic State fighters are posing a threat. This is VOA News. Britain has been plunged into political chaos, according to some, after a shock result in this week's general election, which saw the ruling Conservative Party's majority wiped out. Prime Minister Theresa May has called a snap poll, hoping to boost her mandate for talks on Britain's exit from the European Union that are due to start next week. We got the story now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
She took a high-risk political gamble and lost, but Theresa May Friday resisted calls to quit, calls that came even from senior figures in her Conservative Party. After visiting the Queen Friday, part of electoral procedure, May announced she would try to form a minority government supported by the Democratic Unionist Party, or DUP, from Northern Ireland.
Our two parties have enjoyed a strong relationship over many years, and this gives me the confidence to believe that we will be able to work together in the interests of the whole United Kingdom.
The Conservatives' losses were largely gains for the Labour opposition, which defied polls and predictions to gain 29 seats, a vindication for leader Jeremy Corbyn, whose grip on the party appears to have strengthened. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Iran's leadership accusing the U.S., Saudi Arabia of supporting the attacks on Tehran that killed 17 this week. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei made the statement in remarks of condolence for the victims. The U.S. has once again jumped into the diplomatic spat between Qatar and a group of countries led by Saudi Arabia and Egypt. That story from VOA's Carla Babb.
For Qatar, we want you back among the unity of responsible nations.
President Donald Trump once again slammed the tiny oil-rich Gulf nation of Qatar for being a, quote, historical funder of terrorism. But Qatar is a strategic U.S. ally, and its Al Udeid Air Base hosts America's biggest concentration of military personnel in the Middle East. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged Qatar to address the terrorist financing concerns and said those blockading Qatar need to stop.
The blockade is hindering U.S. military actions in the region and the campaign against ISIS.
Tillerson appeared to contradict Pentagon statements claiming counter-Islamic State operations had not been affected by the regional dispute. After Tillerson's remarks, the Pentagon issued a new statement saying that while operations had not been interrupted or curtailed, the situation is hindering the military's ability for longer-term planning. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Lynn Headley, an early member of the acclaimed Steppenwolf Theater Company who went to star in films and television, has died. She was 62. No cause of death or location immediately available. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to a very special edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. And I say very special because we're going to celebrate the 76th birthday on the 12th of June of a very special jazz musician, the living legend, the great Armando Anthony Chick Corea. I think of Chick Corea as one of the most important musicians in the modern era. And by the modern era, I see him as one with a foot in the traditions of jazz, able to play acoustic piano and write songs in a swinging tradition, but then stepping off into the future with electric instruments, helping to usher in the jazz fusion era and beyond. He has roots in classical music, as well as folk music of every style you can imagine, as well as electric rock-oriented jazz, and as I said, straight-ahead swinging jazz, too. You'll hear a little bit of all of it with a special feature on songs from his newest release, The Musician, the 3-CD set, all recorded with a variety of musicians at the Blue Note in New York City in celebration of his birthday. Sometimes he'll go to the Blue Note and spend an entire month there in residence and bring in all the many different musicians he's worked with over the years. One that he's worked with for decades is the great vibes master Gary Burton, and their duets have been legendary. Here's one of them now. From the album New Duets, here's their version of Armando's Rumba. Chick Corea and Gary Burton begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. is one of those musicians who's inspired other musicians from every area of music you can imagine. I remember seeing him on the television broadcast of the Grammy Awards performing live with the rock band The Foo Fighters. And what you just heard features one of the most popular vocalists in pop music, the great Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind, and Fire, who also has one foot into the world of jazz. And from his album Soul on Jazz, that's his version of Chick Corea's classic, Some Time Ago. This is Russ Davis, and I've enjoyed conversation with the birthday boy, turning 76 on the 12th of June, Chick Corea. All over the world. In 2010, I was invited by Chamber Music America to come to their convention and conduct an interview with Chick Corea for the audience that had gathered there. Let's enjoy some of that conversation now as we find out where the name Chick came from. That is not his given name. We'll find out now and then hear more of his great music from his album, The Musician, here on VOA's Jazz America. Well, good afternoon, everyone. And I'll tell you a little bit about myself, but this is about this gentleman, a real American treasure, a citizen of the world, Mr. Armando Anthony Chick Corea is right here with us today. I actually started radio back in the 20th century in 1971, but began jazz programming in 1978. And I first met and interviewed Chick about 1980 or 81, I think it was. And now I've chased him all over the world. I've spoken to you in Spain,
everywhere.
Switzerland.
We've had a lot of fun.
We have Holland, Montreal, all over the USA, Atlanta, New York, etc. Mm-hmm. And each time we've spoken, it's been mostly about a specific project. Or one specific moment. Never have I had a chance in the dozen or so times we've spoken for the record to actually try to cover a large scope like this, which is bordering on 50 years of high-level art. I mean, you know, we have an hour. We'll do the best we can. First, I want to ask you all a question. How many of you here had the street you grew up on named after you? That would be you, my friend. And knowing the level of humility possessed of this gentleman here, that had to be a little shaky. I mean, how does it feel when you drive on Chick Corea Lane in Chelsea, Mass? You were born in a log cabin in Chelsea, Mass. That's
right. Log cabin, right, yeah. I was born above a bar.
Oh, were you?
A bar. No, but you know, my memory of that particular thing is a strange one. It's of my aunt Millie. And at when we had the celebration that day, my aunt Millie was there. And she was, I guess, in her late 80s at that point, completely blind. And but she was the one who, when people asked me, where'd you get the name Chick? She was the one who did it. Because I was told, because she was the one who, when I was in the crib, went with the cheek, chicky, 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 and it stuck. And so she was, you know, it was Aunt Millie. So after the whole ceremony was over and I got down after we were outdoors and I got down and here, there's Aunt Millie, and we had a big hug. And while we were hugging, she said in my ear, she said, see? See, it works. Chick, chicky, chicky, it works.
You know, the energies are strong right here, because this was the second question I was going to ask you. Who first called you Chick?
Really? No kidding.
You know, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Well, bless Aunt Millie.
And bless Miles Davis for giving Chick Corea such a prominent place in his music, too. From the album The Musician, recorded live at the Blue Note in New York City, here's a song that he certainly played a time or two with Miles, Wayne Shorter's composition Nefertiti, with help from Wallace Roney as trumpet player, Gary Bartz, who also played with Miles on saxophone, and Miles' associates Eddie Gomez on bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums, with Chick Corea on keyboards on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Wallace Roney, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on the Voice of America.
We'll be right back.
after hearing Wallace Roney as a special guest for the album The Musician, recorded live to celebrate Chick Corea's birthday at the Blue Note in New York City. That was a taste of Wallace Roney's latest solo effort. The song, El's Bop, written by longtime Chick Corea associate, the great drummer from Return to Forever and Beyond, Lenny White. And that is from Wallace Roney's latest release, A Place in Time. More coming up with our conversation with 76-year-old birthday boy Chick Corea and more of his great music. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received from a longtime Jazz America listener in Nairobi, Kenya, Ray Ondoro, who wrote to me, "Hi, Russ, it's been some time since I was in touch. May I take this late opportunity to wish you and yours a happy new year and successful celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month in April. That genre that we in Africa would want to claim as ours, African, only to realize that you, America, beat us to the tape as you were first off the jazz blocks. And so far, a good job, Russ." Thank you, Ray. That's a very generous attitude. He goes on to say, "I've just been listening to your delivery of jazz this hour, this Sunday afternoon, and I must admit I enjoyed it, as always, especially those last pieces by the duo of the 15-year-old master Matthew Whitaker and Booker T. Jones. From the looks of it, they're both headed to the Jazz Hall of Fame or equivalent. God bless. Ray Ondoro." Well, Ray, thank you for your observations. That was a fun letter. And I think you are possibly correct about Matthew Whitaker, the 15-year-old keyboard player who you heard on the Jazz America show performing music in honor of newly named NEA Jazz Master Organist Dr. Lonnie Smith. Well, let's enjoy Matthew Whitaker from his own debut solo effort. The 15-year-old gives us the song entitled "Take a Break" from his album Out of the Box to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
yesterday. Just a photograph of yesterday. And all its edges folded and the corners faded sepia brown. And yet it's all I have of our past love. A postcard to its ending. Brighter days, I can see such brighter days, when every song we sang is sung again. And now we know this time it's for good. And we're lovers once again. In December, the leaves were brown on the ground. In Spain, I did love and adore you. The nights filled with joy were our yesterdays, and tomorrow will bring you near me. I can't recall my desire every memory. The rain in December, the leaves are brown on the ground. Our love was a Spanish fiesta. The bright lights and songs were our joy each day, and the nights were the heat of yearning. I can't bring all my desire, every memory on fire, and I get a picture of all my yesterdays. Yesterday I can say, I get a kick every time I sing. History. Your eyes be mine, and they dance to the melody, and we live again as if dreaming. The sound of our hearts beat like castanets, and forever we'll know their meaning. I can't bring on my desire. Yesterday I can say, I get a kick every time I see you gaze at me.
Classic album, This Time, the late, great Al Jarreau, with his version of a song that's been recorded dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Chick Corea's great composition, Spain. We're honoring Chick Corea, his 76th birthday on the 12th of June on this edition of Jazz America. Let's return to more conversation with him and then hear some wonderful music recorded at the Blue Note in honor of his birthday, as a number of great musicians who'd worked with him in the past, including members of Return to Forever, the various incarnations of the band, Stanley Clark, Lenny White, and in this case, guitarist Frank Gambale, came together to give us a mostly acoustic version of a formerly electric classic, Captain Marvel. That's coming up after we talk to Chick Corea on VOA's Jazz America.
Well, the electrification of jazz is a controversial thing for many people, I suppose. The electric guitar in an improvised situation caused a lot of ire in a lot of folks. It's not anything that you've ever been afraid of. You've had some incredible electric guitar players as well as acoustic guitar players over the years. Any thoughts about the controversy, quote-unquote, of electric instrumentation and maybe specifically the electric guitar in improvised music?
I stay all out of that. I'm tired of it. It's such a silly conversation. Mm. It's obvious that what makes great music makes great music. Mm. And it's different for every artist, for every composer, for every arranger. You use whatever you want to use. The effect and the result is what we're all looking for. Mm. We're looking for that aesthetic result, that pleasing thing where you know you've created something that got across, and people got it, and it lifted them, and it brought them to that wavelength mm. that you like to create. Mm. Now, whatever you have to use to do that, you do it. Mm. And artists do use practically anything to do that.
Indeed.
Electric, acoustic. When I had a band, my band Circle, we used to saw chairs on the stage.
What a wild band.
You know, for the sound. Yeah. We used to bring a saw, get an old-looking chair, and then at the right moment go... Picasso broke conventions by going to the junkyard and using stuff to create. It's a similar concept.
And now here's Chick to introduce the next song from the album The Musician, his latest, here on Jazz America from VOA1.
Captain Marvel. That was the first tune that Lenny and Stanley and I ever played together, that tune. And that's why it's fun to play.
Rick Dolphy, another jazz great born like Chick Corea in the month of June, June 20th. More of our celebration of Chick Corea's 76th birthday next hour.